I love frameworks that help me visualize complicated ideas and just make sense of things. And that's why I created the Modern Manager Framework, to make sure that I was thinking about the full scope of what a manager is responsible for. And today, I'm going to share that framework with you. As you'll see, this framework is a guide that can be applied to almost every aspect of management. So whether you're trying to improve your time management or navigate a conflict or lead better meetings, the Modern Manager Framework can help you get there. First, a warm welcome to Cindy M. and Kimberly M., the newest members of the Modern Manager community. Before we jump into the episode, I want to take a moment to celebrate this milestone episode, number 300. Thank you for being part of the Modern Manager movement to cultivate workplaces where everyone gets to be their best self and do their best work. I know that you are busy and have lots of options of podcasts and other resources, so I just want to say thank you, because I am so grateful that you have included me and the Modern Manager as part of your professional development. It is because of you that I have continued this podcast journey for the past 5 years and reached this 300th episode. And in honor of episode 300, I am giving you 30% off the Modern Manager Skills Accelerator when you join in the next 30 days, which is by May 1st. The Skills Accelerator is my signature program for managers to help you build your skills in a supportive community. Each month, we focus on one skill or responsibility, and this month, we are tackling accountability. If you are a longtime listener, you know that my goal is always to provide you with practical resources and support that can fit into your busy schedule and be immediately actionable. And this program is no different. So check out the Skills Accelerator and use the code CELEBRATE300, it's the number 300, so CELEBRATE300, to get 30% off when you join before May 1st. Go to themodernmanager.com/skillsaccelerator or check the show notes for the link. Now let's get to it. Are you a manager, boss, or team leader who aspires to level up and unleash your team's full potential? You're listening to the Modern Manager Podcast. And I'm your host, Mamie Canfer-Stewart. Each week, I explore effective strategies and provide actionable insights that supercharge your management abilities, optimize team performance, and foster a healthy workplace culture. Become a rockstar manager and help your team thrive at themodernmanager.com/more. The Modern Manager Framework is really a guide to help you be intentional in how you show up as a manager. So let's unpack the components of the framework. First, imagine three concentric circles like a target. And then make a slice right through the middle. So there's an upper half and a bottom half of each circle. The three circles represent the domains of people management. So starting in the center, we have managing yourself. Moving outward to the middle circle, we have managing an individual. And then the outermost circle is managing a team. And we're going to get into each of these in just a moment. But before we do, I want to talk about these two halves. The bottom half of each circle is mindsets and principles, or that internal part of you. Your mindset shapes how you think about and therefore approach different management skills. By reflecting on your beliefs, you can reveal if your current mindset is helping or hindering you. So for example, if you hold a worldview that people are inherently wanting to do the minimum of what's required to get by, you might be unintentionally micromanaging your team. Or maybe you realize that you really value personal relationships, and that's actually helped you to get to know each of your team members and know their strengths, and therefore provide them more opportunities that align with their growth and their career aspirations. By exploring your mindset, you can start leaning into the beliefs that help you and help others to be their best, and then challenge the beliefs that are actually holding you back. Because once you're aware, you can begin to intentionally adopt values and principles that will better serve you and your team. Now, to uncover your mindset, here are two questions that you can reflect on. Number one, what is important to me? And why? And number two, how do I show up? And therefore, what might I actually think that is driving me to behave this way? Now, to determine if a mindset or principle is helpful or harmful, try asking the following question. Is this belief based on fear? And if yes, fear of what? What would I believe if I held the opposite position? Now, which of these seems more valuable or supportive or helpful? Lastly, what mindsets, beliefs, values, or principles do my role models espouse? And are mine similar? If not, why? These reflection questions can help you discover your ideal mindset, which you now need to intentionally activate. And that takes us to the top half of the circle, the behaviors and habits. This is the externalization of all your thinking. Now, as you reflect on how you currently show up, you may find gaps between your existing actions and your desired mindset. And if your behaviors thus far don't line up with these newly articulated beliefs, you might want to pause and figure out why. Maybe you have past experiences that have informed your habits, and maybe they've become so ingrained that you never stop to reconsider them. Or perhaps outside pressures are steering you off course. Well, by recognizing that these differences exist, you can make deliberate changes to sync up your actions with your mindset and create a more coherent management style that reflects what's actually important to you. And this could happen by shifting your behaviors or making adjustments to something external, like scheduling recurring meetings with each of your team members because you want to prioritize spending time with them, or setting up your workspace differently to help you stay focused. Now let's talk about the circles. The center circle is managing yourself. Now, it is so easy to get caught up into the day-to-day responsibilities of managing a team and working on your business goals, but the core of effective leadership is the ability to manage yourself first. And this means things like being self-aware, regulating your emotions, prioritizing and time management, and investing in your own growth. We need mindsets that support us to flourish. And so many of us, myself included, struggle with things like imposter syndrome or believing we need to have all the answers or thinking that our job is to put out the fires and save the day. And if we don't acknowledge that these core beliefs aren't so helpful, it's really hard to change them. Hey there, Mamie here. Just a quick and exciting update for all of you who are enjoying the Modern Manager podcast. The Modern Manager membership community is getting a minor makeover, and it is now called the Podcast Plus membership. And you can sign up for it and join a community of managers determined to do better every day. You'll get full access to our Slack channel, sketch notes with key takeaways from each episode, all types of guest bonuses, and the members-only podcast, which is ad-free and has extended interviews. So you get to hear the answers to my juiciest questions without interruptions like this one. Sign up today for $15 per month at themodernmanager.com/more. Can't wait to see you there. And then they lead us to doing things that are suboptimal for ourselves and for our teams. We also need behaviors that allow us to be effective when we're working with ourselves independently, like doing our daily planning ritual or creating self-care opportunities to avoid burnout. And all of that is part of the center circle because it's all about you in the context of you. When we look at the middle circle, we're looking at the one-to-one relationship that we have with our individual team members. This represents the connections and interactions with your direct reports. It's how you show up to support the other person to be successful in their role and ensure that they feel appreciated, acknowledged, and understood. And managing individuals encompasses a wide spectrum of responsibilities, like providing constructive feedback and appreciation, establishing accountability, offering guidance and coaching, and nurturing those trust-based relationships, and so much more, as you well know. Now, when you think about this circle, you're exploring your mindset of how you think about this one-to-one relationship. For example, how you think about power or autonomy, and then the behaviors that are associated with the one-to-one management, like whether you include the person in decisions that you're making together, or give them space to do their work and how they want to do it, not necessarily how you want it done. Last up is the outer circle, where you're managing the team as a dynamic system with multiple individuals who are interacting with each other. And moving from those one-to-one interactions to working with a group, it adds a whole new level of complexity. Not only are you dealing with a group collectively, but also how those team members are connecting to each other. And managing a team, while it involves a mix of capabilities like resolving conflicts and running productive meetings and building a strong team culture and so much more. And this is the bucket of the skills and responsibilities that you need to develop that help the team succeed together. So quick recap, the Modern Manager framework consists of three concentric circles like a target with a slice across the center. The bottom half of those circles are the internal values, beliefs, mindsets, and principles, while the upper half is how those are expressed externally through behaviors and habits. And working from the inside out, managers need to manage themselves, work one-on-one with individuals, and work with the team as a whole. While this framework might seem very obvious to you, I have to say it was quite powerful when I started using it to organize my own thinking. It reminds me to consider each aspect when I want to be intentional about how I lead. And while a topic or skill or responsibility tends to have a central focus on one of those three circles or domains, the self, the individual, or the team, there's actually aspects to any particular topic that show up in every section of the framework, if only we take the time to really think about it. So let me give you an example. Let's take time management, which is predominantly a self-management skill. To start, I consider what are my thoughts and beliefs about time and how I approach time. So I've come up with just a few to share today. First, I prioritize spending my time with my family over getting work done. Second, I think it's important to do the most important task of the day first. And lastly, I consider myself a morning person. Now, how do these show up in my actions? Well, I often do work on the weekends, which I know some of you might be cringing at, but I do that because I'd rather be home for dinner and spend time with my kids and my husband in the evening instead of staying late to get something done. For me, doing a few hours of work over a weekend when my kids are out with their friends and my husband's doing his thing is actually preferable to missing the opportunity to cook dinner and be with my family in the evening. And I know that that is not the case for everyone, which is why it's important to clarify for yourself what are your values and then see how they translate into action. Now, in terms of doing the most important task first, here is where I struggle and my current reality doesn't exactly line up with this belief. I 100% believe this, that you should be doing the first task first, your most important task first. And I tell my clients the same thing. And yet I am not so great at always following through. Now, when I reflect on why my existing behavior is not so aligned with this, I really try to dig into why. And I pretty much decided that it's because the task that I'm supposed to do is a heavy lift and I am avoiding it. Now, knowing that I have this tendency, I could spend some time experimenting with different approaches to hack my brain into living truly to this principle. So I could give myself a reward if I do the most important task first. Or I could break down the task into smaller components and thus get myself to do the first step and then consider that a win. And then over time, make the task steps bigger and bigger until eventually I'm actually just doing the whole thing. Or my personal favorite, commit to just doing 5 minutes of the task. And in this case, I start a timer for 5 minutes. I promise myself that I'm just going to do it for 5 minutes and that I can stop any point after that if I want to. But reality is that once I get going, I tend to keep going. And I love both of these techniques for that exact reason. Once you break down the steps and get started or do something for 5 minutes, you've basically tricked your brain into doing the whole task because you get momentum and you don't want to stop then for the most part. So the bar for commitment is still very low. Okay, lastly, I consider myself a morning person. I have designed my day to front load a lot of the things that are important to me so that I can start my day off on the right foot. So I get up about 2 hours earlier than anyone else in my household, and I start my day with exercise. I do 15 minutes of professional development for myself. I journal and so on. So that is really about some of the things I do around time management and managing myself. Now, if I was really exploring this, I would be going on and on and on and on, keep circling through this central circle between mindsets and behaviors, but I'm going to keep us moving for the sake of this example. So next up, we're going to go to the middle circle, managing an individual. Here is where I think about my time in relationship to the individual team members that I'm managing. For a mindset example, I believe it's important to spend time connecting personally with each of my team members. And I also believe that I need to be available to them when they need me for help. These beliefs translate into a few different actions. First, I intentionally start every meeting with a personal check-in. Even if I've spoken with my team member just the day before, we still chat for a few minutes whenever we have our first meeting of the day. And I share pretty openly about my home life, what's going on with my kids, about my weekend, because to me, this helps build that close relationship. So it's a good use of time. And in terms of being available to my team, I am very explicit with them about when and how to reach out to me for questions or for help so they always know how to get in touch. And I really reinforce that I am available and I want them to ask questions if they're confused or unsure and that they are never a bother to me and they are never wasting my time. Lastly, let's look at the team circle. Now, in terms of mindset, here, one of my main principles is that if my time is precious, so is my team's. So as a behavior, I try not to hold meetings without first having a clear desired outcome and an agenda. That means that I spend my own time preparing for the meeting that we can collectively use our time together effectively. It also means that when I'm invited to a meeting, I make sure to do the pre-work if there's any that's been assigned, and I show up on time, or at least within a minute or two, because Sometimes you just need a bio break when you are in back-to-back meetings. Hopefully, this gives you a sense of how the Modern Manager Framework can support you to be more intentional about how you lead yourself and others. By taking 10 to 15 minutes or so just to reflect, you can uncover what your existing and aspirational mindsets are and whether your behaviors are currently aligned or not, which then allows you to make any changes to become the best version of yourself. This week, I have put together a workbook to help facilitate that reflection process. And this workbook is available to members of Podcast Plus, which includes everyone in the Skills Accelerator. And members, you get the extended episode through the private podcast feed, which you can listen to wherever you listen to podcasts. And in it, I share three approaches to changing behaviors to better align with your desired principles. To get this workbook and the extended episode, become a member or join the Skills Accelerator. Get 30% off right now. Go to themodernmanager.com/join. All the links are in the show notes and they can be delivered to your inbox along with this week's episode mini guide. So if you haven't subscribed to my newsletter, get on that list at themodernmanager.com. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.